You can about guarantee that when you are not doing things in your life that are in alignment with your soul purpose and what you see yourself doing, you can bet that all hell is about to break loose. I have found myself in my personal life at a place where I'm at peace. And for the most part, I'm always at a place of peace unless I'm having extreme anxiety about something, decisions that need to be made, or fear that something won't happen or turn out in the way that I feel like it should or believe that it should based on the work that I've put in, based on the direction that my family unit is going in. Forgive me in advance, you guys, for this particular video being a little bit all over the place. And we're evolving-ish, so that means that, you know, we don't always have it figured out, but we're going to figure it out, right? And so I was on the Pattern app. I love the Pattern app because it's so specific in your natal chart, and you need your time of birth that's on your birth certificate. That's most helpful. If you don't have it, it'll still give you a detailed explanation about you from an astrological, science, metaphysical standpoint, and it's extremely accurate. And if you're not into that sort of thing, that's okay. The message of today, however it comes out, may still resonate with you. And it says, with this full moon, there are tremendous possibilities for developing a healthy experience of self-love. This kind of esteem isn't based on your outward success or achieving perfection, but it comes from within. Connect to your ability to create for creativity's sake rather than for accomplishment. Try to combine a sense of joy, play, and spontaneity with your skills and abilities. This way, you can inspire others and instill confidence in them. And I mean, when I tell you the light bulb went off and the energy in that message resonated with my spirit so deeply, it was like divine timing, basically. And I recently made a decision career-wise that to an outside world would seem like I'm taking a step back, but in actuality, it's me moving two steps ahead because I'm moving in a direction that feels better to my soul and resonates with my soul and speaks to my spirit and will use the best qualities of me as a person in entrepreneurship that better suits my skill sets, highlights those skill sets, and also eases something in my spirit, and will also give me a little bit more flexibility with keeping up with what I like to do most, and that's content creation. And not content creation for the sake of becoming uber popular or anything like that, but for me, content creation is very cathartic. It's very fun, and I've been doing it since 2019. And it started out as a hobby. I've built other platforms that became popular, some still in production and some not anymore, but still available for consumption to viewers and listeners, right? And so I feel like a lot of times what we do, especially as women, because we're women centered around here, I think that we try to, well, here's the thing. Our nature innately allows us to be agreeable, and agreeable to a curse at some points and sometimes, because we'll agree to things that will please others, but doesn't quite fully fit what we have in our spirit and in our hearts to do. And oftentimes we are in situations where we have to do what we have to do because we have children, we have families, etc., right? And we have careers, 9-to-5s, that oftentimes will put our side hustles on the back burner, and or we don't have as much time to do the side hustle and to build that community platform, business, product, service, etc. And I think that in this age of Aquarius, we really need to hunker down and go back to perhaps that thing that we wanted to do and that was put in our spirit to do. And even if it doesn't turn out the way you want, just having the ability to do it and to learn and to help us grow as individuals and as women will satisfy our soul and will satisfy our spirit and will possibly open up opportunities that we didn't even think was possible. And all week, I've just been trying to slow down, because that was in my chart this week too as well. Just like slow down, really pinpoint what's most important right now and continue to be creative, but not doing it for the sake of popularity and viewership or listenership or followership or subscribership, but do it for the sake of creativity. And I felt that so deeply when I just shared with you guys what was in my chart while we're in this time of Leo. And I feel at peace with that. And if you're not at peace with where you're going right now, you need to self-reflect. And I don't care how many children you have, or if you have a spouse, if you don't, or if you live alone, really sit with it and whatever rises in your spirit, whatever comes up for you, to give yourself grace, to embrace the changes that are necessary to attain or to work towards that thing and not be swayed by the outside noise and not be swayed by the outside noise. And here I am with outside noise for you today, right? But I think that when we come into contact with messages that resonate with us, it's for a reason. Many times people will say, well, I don't believe in coincidences. Everything is a result of something else, which is true in many aspects. But when we're talking about our soul work and our soul's desires, I think there's a lot of synchronization that happens and takes place at the right time, at the right moment, if we're open, if we are aware. And I think that in this age of Aquarius as well, is that a lot of us are becoming hypersensitive and aware to what does and does not feel good to our spirit, our soul, and our life's mission, and what the divine has put in us to create, to do, or to be. And I know for me, as a Libra sun, I'm always with the balancing scales, making decisions that keep me in a space of clarity. And that's part of the balancing, because oftentimes in life, I feel like we go through things and things happen around us that are out of our control, as we already know. But then we may feel anxiety because of it. We may become sad. We may become depressed because of it. And we may not want to move in the direction that the divine is trying to take us. And we have to be uber aware of those things right now, especially in our societal and political landscape, especially here in the U.S. Well, not especially, but all over the globe, really. And how women, we are moving differently for ourselves, for our children, and for our families. And we are no longer allowing society to dictate who and what we will be in this lifetime. And you know, oftentimes you'll hear them, scholars and philosophers say, well, it's no better time than now to make the changes. And I feel that so deeply. And I find myself wanting to even connect more with the outside world as far as nature and caring for my plants, my plant babies, as I like to call them. And I no longer have my 15-year-old Pekingese. He passed away in May of 2023. We had him for 14 and a half years. He was a divine soul in my life. I know for sure my connection to him was like none other animal that I've ever had the honor of caring for on this planet. And so, you know, with his loss, there was a void in me, and the emotional support he provided to me and that I also provided to him as well. And I deeply, deeply miss my Sebastian and what he was for me and our connection. And he comes to me in dreams. But I say all that to say that we really have to, again, be uber aware and hyper aware with what feels right to our soul. And that means consumption of content, right? And so I do not believe in following, listening to, or allowing things in my spirit that don't resonate. And oftentimes that's what attracts us to certain content creators, right? It's like, if the message doesn't resonate, but it's truth, we may stick around just because we know that there is truth in what they're saying. But maybe at that point in time, it's not relevant or true for our lives. And so I encourage you, and I'm encouraging myself, to be better about the content that we consume. I find myself watching a lot of documentaries at home with my son about nature, about the earth, about what's happening with climate change, about how that's going to affect us for however long we have left on this planet. And it really is disheartening, and it really does something to my spirit on a feminine aspect in our divine connection to Mother Earth, because Mother Earth is feminine. And we know this. Why? Because she is a producer, and anything that produces or gives life is feminine, right? And anything that consumes is masculine. And although we need both of those aspects of life and energy and resources around us, there has to be balance in that. And I feel like Mother Earth is deeply out of whack, and she's almost like in this acidic state instead of being in the healthy pH state that she should be in. And we are going to suffer the consequences of that because we have not cared for her in the way that we should have. And I feel like that's what we do in our everyday lives. It's like we are not tapping into the feminine aspects or feminine energy from other women that gives life back to us. And so although we give a lot out, we also have to replenish ourselves. And we hear this all the time. Well, a lot of us have difficulty with that because we are so much in one energy that we cannot seem to break out of it to get more balance in our lives. And again, like, this video is all over the place because I didn't have an outline and points to make or anything like that. I just had some things to get off my chest, and I hope that it resonates with you and is resonating with you. Y'all let me know in the comments how you feel about it, but I just think that we as women have to be proactive about connecting with one another more because we are producers. We are feminine innately. And although we have masculine traits and energy that we have to pull in and out of, if we are not replenishing ourselves with the right type of content, books that we consume and even educational books can sometimes be too negative. And sometimes I find myself going back and forth with books. I love nonfiction and I love fiction as well. But I find myself nowadays trying to get more in tune with audiobooks and physical books that are educational and or historical in nature. And I've shared on here before in another video, a book, Inferior, How Science Got Women Wrong. And I haven't finished the book yet, and I'm more than halfway through it. And I find myself coming in and out of it because when I'm reading about the patriarchal history of our society in this world that we live in, and also how women have been so manipulated in society while also being told that we've contributed nothing to society other than bearing children and being support to these men and males, but that our worth and our value is only based on surface level, to be quite honest. And it puts me in a place that is negative, and seeing the negative aspects of the world, although needed and necessary to grow and to evolve, and to evolve-ish, right? But you have to know when to put down. You have to know when to lay it aside for a moment and for a season so that you can regroup, so that you can have your cup filled. And a lot of my filling of my cup comes from me connecting with, again, anything Mother Nature related, anything that feels or is positive in nature. And also, like, even just my mother coming over once a week, or me going to see her once a week, her and my dad, is enough for me to feel replenished because she's another divine spirit, feminine producing spirit that helps me to replenish. And coming online and interacting with you ladies also replenishes and refills that cup, because no one knows a woman's thinking, what she's feeling. And oftentimes we may not always have the words to articulate properly what that is, but just having interactions with other women online does something for me that I never thought would be possible in this lifetime. because of the internet and our ability to connect regardless of where we are in life. And we need more of that. And those Pikmishas and Mammy Sphere and all those communities online that have a following, that have a purpose for what they are, for those people, it's all fine and dandy. But I stay away from those kind of communities because, again, it puts you in a negative space, and the consumption of that content and those messages does something to you subconsciously, right? Because regardless of what anyone feels or believes in, you cannot deny the fact in the supernatural realm and the supernatural things that are happening in and around us, especially us women, because we are connected to life in a way that men and males are not, okay? Because we have wombs. Because we were created by the divine spirit, okay, which is feminine. We just have to be really proactive about picking and choosing people and things that are good for us and that help us to evolve, and not letting things choose us. Being intentional about how we spend our time and how we connect with others online or in real life. And also coming off the online interwebs to connect more in real life. And I just have this vision always. And I've always been a girl's girl. And I've always been a womanist. Let me know in the comments, ladies, if you have this feeling too. But I've always had this feeling of extreme passion and desire for women and women's issues, what we go through, and connecting with other women. When I tell you there are times when I know that I need to get deeply involved in feminine energy, it makes me almost cry sometimes. And unfortunately, when we go out into our workplaces and we're dealing with the outside world, we have to navigate it with a lot of our masculine energy so that we can, one, protect ourselves and sustain ourselves, which is protection of self. It's also feminine too. And using our analytical mindsets and such. And we cannot always be soft in the way that we want to until we come back home or until we are in spaces with other women. We just gotta connect more with one another, you know? And I have this vision where I would like to do monthly or quarterly meetups locally with other women and just sit in each other's energy. And we don't have to go out to eat, you know? I mean, we love to eat, and I feel like women do that a lot, like where we go out to eat, like we do stuff, it's going to involve food, right? And a good time and breaking bread together. But just doing activities that are not always, you know, the norm for women, you know, going on hikes or meetups where we just are outside just chilling. What I'm finding also is how extremely difficult it is to connect with women in real life, because coming online and consuming and engaging with each other through content creation and going live and doing live YouTube videos and TikTok videos and stuff, it's all fine and dandy and great, and the energy, you know, can pass through regardless. But I feel like that's a comfort zone that it's going to be more imperative moving forward, especially if you're a millennial, an elder millennial like myself. Moving forward, as we get older, we as humans innately become complacent and content with the way things are. And so that's the default, or the fault of social media and platforms like this, is because we are comfortable interacting online. But when it comes to interacting in person, that's when we start to go, we get to cringing, and we like, I don't know if I can go. And we make all these excuses of why we can't show up for one another and why we won't show up at all, right? So I think it's going to be more imperative now more than ever that moving forward, we come out of that notion that it's somehow easier to connect online, which it is. And I'm not discrediting that. It is. But there is nothing like being in a space with people who are like-minded and on the same vibrational frequency as you, and being able to pour into each other and refill our cups. Nothing beats that energy. It's like what, you know, Bible thumpers and what I knew to be when I was heavily indoctrinated with religion, like you know how it feels to go in church and you just feel that energy and it feels amazing. And it seems like in that moment and in those times, everything is right. And so I'm challenging myself too. And I am looking for ways to connect with more women on in real life and not just online. And it's extremely difficult, especially when you're extremely hyper aware and self-actualized like we are here around at Evolving Ish, because you run into a lot of misogynistic women, patriarchal women, male identified women, and weeding those people out is so effing hard. And you'll get to know someone and you'll start to get to know someone and they'll say something or do something and you're like, damn, I had hope. I don't think this is going to be it for me. In terms, especially for me, and I don't know how you feel about it, but let me know in the comments. And when you're trying to break away from patriarchal, misogynistic ideologies as much as you can't avoid it at all times unless you become some kind of recluse and you just don't go out of your house unless you're going to work, which a lot of people do. And it just, it's hard. And so I'm praying to the divine for you and for me that in real life, we can start to connect with and attract the right kind of women for our soul's purpose and for our life purpose that propels us and moves us forward together as feminine women. Both feminine and masculine duality is a thing, y'all, so that we can have the community and support that we need. And none of that fake stuff, none of that gossipy, toxic BS femininity, having beyond surface level relationships with one another. And we are so divided right now, and I just need things to come on back. But let me know how you feel in the comments, sis. Let me know what your experiences are, what you're going through right now, what you're having difficulty with in community with women, and if you feel the way that I do. Let me know in the comments. Talk to me. Let's talk about it. Let's get it going. Get the conversation moving forward and finding solutions. But at the end of the day, y'all, it's all about intentionality. Love you, family. Appreciate you for being here. Hope that you have a fantabulous week and or day ahead and that the divine sends you everything that you need. Until next time, y'all, you know how to get in touch with me. I am evolvingish@gmail.com with our phone number 667-335-1840. Subscribe to the platform. You can follow me on the TikTok. Okay. Be blessed, y'all.